Setting the bar stories are what?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally ordering $1,000 worth of Grubhub, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang. Now, oh, were we hungry?
Now, listen, I say accidentally. It may not have been on accident.
Who did the ordering?
6-year-old out of Michigan.
Oh, yeah, dang. Oh, all the snacks are coming. Look at this magic button. You push it, and then food comes.
Yeah, so the 6-year-old was just on dad's phone messing around, and according to Keith, he accidentally left his phone and his Grubhub app open.
It's piles and bags of food, and they're dropping them off at the door, so I'm not communicating with the drivers. And I said, what is going on? Why are you bringing me food? He said, I don't know. You ordered from the shawarma place. I said, no. Oh, I think I left the app open.
Yeah, and it's like it dawns on him. Oh, my gosh.
And like, and then, you know, the 6-year-old's just like, what's this button? Oh, look at all this. Look at all this food. Oh,
I
okay,
like food.
Give me some of that.
Yeah.
Give me some of that. Add that too.
Right.
Order. Sweet.
Right, exactly.
He saw that when he was playing with my phone and just started going to town. So he ordered multiple orders, chili cheese fries, the chicken pita wraps. He ordered multiple orders of that, multiple orders of ice cream, pizza.
I mean, living his best life. Give the kid a snack.
Oh, wow.
I guess at one point the bank did mark purchases as fraudulent. So they were...
Yeah, it's not a typical Grubhub order, I'm sure. And man, was it all one driver that was like supposed to gather all that stuff and bring it?
I don't know, but they were able to get some of their money back. So that's
just
good. And then Keith and Kristen, dad and mom, decided to turn this into kind of a money management teaching moment.
Oh, yes, it's a teaching moment for sure.
Yeah, saying, all right, let's see your piggy bank, little boy. We'll take out this much for this, much for this. You know, it's not like real money. It's like a quarter for a piece of pizza, a quarter for a chicken shawarma.
So they didn't
and all that
completely stuff. Wipe them out like they probably should have.
Right, but they're showing them, look, this stuff costs money. So good lesson there. Now, whether or not he actually learns it is another thing.
Well, I feel like, you know, other punishment that'll probably come down, whatever, you know, is most important to a 6-year-old, you take that away for a little bit and they'll understand that was bad. Not going
to
do
so if you can manage to make it through the day without ordering $1,000 worth of Grubhub, then you're doing okay.
I mean, we've all wanted to, haven't we?
I mean, the kid was living his life as the bags of food were showing up, and he's just like, give me that ice cream, give me that.
Make it rain.
Chili cheese fries.
Probably running down the street to all his neighbor friends, hey, come on down, I ordered a bunch of food, we're going to have a party.
Yep, he was probably all like in his head.
Hamburger, 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 hamburger. Hamburger, 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 hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
Hamburger, hamburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Yeah, so anyways, setting the bar there on 99.7 DJX.